This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The global death toll from COVID-19 has topped 2 million, crossing the threshold on Friday, according to a tally kept by Johns Hopkins University. The bleak milestone comes amid a monumental but uneven effort to vaccinate people against the coronavirus. WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says many countries are seeing deadly spikes in COVID-19 infections as efforts to break the chain of transmission fall short.
There is only one way out of this storm, and that's to share the tools we have and commit to use them together.
Some countries are seeing real hope of vanquishing outbreaks. In wealthy countries, including the United States, Britain, Israel, Canada, and Germany, tens of millions of citizens have already received shots. But elsewhere, immunization drives have barely gotten off the ground. Many health experts are predicting another year of loss and hardship in places like Iran, India, Mexico, and Brazil. Several European countries are complaining of receiving significantly fewer doses of the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine than they expected. As AP's Charles de Ledesma reports, the reason is a retool of Pfizer's manufacturing capacity.
An official with Pfizer Denmark says the temporary reduction will affect all European countries. To meet a new 2 billion dose target, Pfizer is upscaling production at its Belgian plant. Germany's health ministry says Pfizer had informed the European Commission, which is responsible for ordering vaccines from the company, that it won't now be able to fulfil all of the promised deliveries in the coming 3 to 4 weeks. Officials regret the announcement because the company had made binding commitments for mid-February. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. Washington, D.C. is nervously preparing for next week's inauguration amid heightened security fears, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
It's usually a festive event here in D.C., Americans arriving from all over and cramming the National Mall.
This year will be significantly different.
Police Chief Robert Conte III's city is essentially locked down amid what the Secret Service's Matt Miller calls a very concerning chatter online after the Capitol riot.
We cannot allow a recurrence of the chaos and illegal activity.
There will be roughly 5 times as many National Guard members here in D.C. as there are U.S. troops in Iraq and Afghanistan combined. Most of the National Mall is closed, and the inauguration ceremony itself will be smaller than usual. That disappoints House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Obviously, we're excited about nominating a new president of the United States.
But she says what will not be different is the oath Joe Biden takes. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Ugandan soldiers entered the home of opposition leader Bobi Wine on Friday after he said Thursday's presidential election was marred by widespread fraud. The military moved in just hours after Wine said he would reject final results even before they were done due to what he called the worst fraud in Uganda's election history. Speaking to the media at his home in Kampala, Wine alleged ballot stuffing, vote rigging, intimidation, and threats against media to prevent them from reporting irregularities. Wine declared himself president-elect over Yoweri Museveni, who has been in power since 1986, despite early results from Uganda's Electoral Commission showing the president with a strong lead over his challenger. If the 76-year-old Museveni is declared the winner over Wine, who is half his age, he would enter a 6th 5-year term as president. Getting COVID-19 shots into arms is going slower in parts of the southern United States, AP's Rita Foley reports.
Health experts are worrying about this, and residents are frustrated. 4 states in the Deep South have very low inoculation rates compared to other states: Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi, and South Carolina. Less than 2% of the population in those states had gotten their first shot by the start of the week. Some other states are managing 5%. It's not clear why the South is falling behind, but researchers note that in the past, the Deep South has lagged in funding public health and addressing disparities in care for its big rural population. I'm Rita Foley.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.